Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like your daily routine is a runaway train? You're just trying to keep up, grabbing coffee on the go, checking emails before your brain even fully wakes up, and bam, suddenly it's 5 p.m., and you haven't truly been present for any of it. Well, I hear ya. That's why today we're diving into something super powerful. Mindfulness in motion. It's not about becoming a meditation guru, though that's awesome too. But about bringing a little more intention and awareness to those everyday moments that often blur together. Think of it like this. We spend so much time planning our big goals, but what about the small stuff? The mundane tasks, the commute, even showering. These moments are actually gold mines for practicing mindfulness. They're your little pockets of time to reconnect with yourself and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Here is the good news. You don't need any fancy apps or a yoga mat to get started. Just a few simple shifts in perspective can make a world of difference. First up, intentional breathing. Whenever you feel that mental clutter creeping in during traffic, while waiting in line, even just before hitting send on that email, take a deep, slow breath. Inhale for a count of four, hold for four, exhale for four. Repeat. It sounds simple, but it's like hitting the reset button on your brain. Second, engage your senses. Instead of zoning out during your morning walk, really pay attention to what you're experiencing. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the scent of blooming flowers, the crunch of leaves beneath your feet. These are little reminders that life is happening right now, not just in your head. Third, single task like a boss. We're constantly bombarded with notifications and demands for our attention. But true focus comes from dedicating your full presence to one thing at a time. Put your phone on D&D, close those unnecessary tabs, and give yourself permission to fully absorb what you're doing. Next up, mindful movement. This doesn't have to be intense exercise. It could be as simple as stretching while brushing your teeth, dancing in the kitchen while cooking dinner, or taking a few mindful steps during your lunch break. Lastly, and this is super important, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect. It's about practicing, learning, and growing. There will be days when you feel like you're killing it, and there will be days when your mind feels like a hamster on a wheel. That's totally normal. Just keep coming back to the breath, keep bringing awareness to your everyday experiences, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Now, let me tell you a quick story about how mindfulness in motion transformed my morning routine. I used to be the guy scrambling out of bed, hitting snooze 5 times, and rushing through breakfast while checking emails on my phone. Talk about starting the day off stressed. But then I started incorporating mindful breathing during those first few minutes awake. Instead of reaching for my phone, I'd take a few deep breaths, focusing on the feeling of the cool air entering my lungs. It was like hitting the pause button and allowing myself to wake up gradually. Now, my mornings feel calmer and more intentional. I actually enjoy making breakfast, savoring each bite, and starting my day with a sense of clarity instead of chaos. And guess what? This small change trickled into other areas of my life. I felt less stress, more focus, and even happier overall. So there you have it, 5 simple ways to weave mindfulness into your daily routine, making each moment count and turning the ordinary into something extraordinary. Remember, it's not about changing everything overnight, it's about taking small steps, one mindful breath at a time. What's one thing you can try today? Maybe take a mindful walk during your lunch break, or practice some deep breathing before that big presentation. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I'd love to hear how you're bringing more mindfulness into your daily life. And don't forget to subscribe for more Clarity First episodes, packed with stoic wisdom and real-life strategies for living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep it clear.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.